Welcome to the overview module for this, the course on Windows Phone 8.1 Enterprise Mobility Management. Later on in this course, you're going to have a look at mobile device management, we're going to have a look at mobile application management, and we're also going to take a look at mobile content and information management. We've got two great guys coming in to do that from our customer services and support team. They are on the tools all the time, helping customers with any issues that they might find as they're starting to roll out Windows Phone 8.1 into their enterprises using ConfigMan and also using Windows Intune. However, before we get into the meat of this course, we're going to go and have a look at an overview module first with Alan, who's going to take me through kind of the key new features inside of Windows Phone 8.1. Alan, welcome to the MVA.
Hey.
Give these guys a bit of an introduction as to who you are, what it is that you do.
Right, sure. So my name is Alan Mius. I've been working for about 5 years on Windows Phone specifically, and I'm very proud that at this point in time we are really taking off with Windows Phone 8.1. I'm going to talk a little bit about the enterprise capabilities of Windows Phone, and I'm a senior product marketing manager in the Unified Windows team, as we call it these days. So I'm very happy to be here and to be able to introduce this course.
So, Alan, the first thing I guess is that we've all seen it. Mobility has changed the way that we all work over the course of the past few years recently. And Windows Phone 8.1 allows us to get a little bit more mobile from an enterprise point of view as well.
Yeah, right. So when we look at IT organizations today, a lot of the IT organizations are really looking at mobility as a really big point of investments. Right, IT organizations have traditionally been investing in operational things, right? Getting all this stuff working and keep it working and keeping it up and all those kind of things. And now all these consumers are getting into the enterprise and the business organizations with all these mobile devices, mobile phones, tablets, what have you. And IT needs to take care of that. It changes the life of the consumer because the consumer is now consuming a digital lifestyle, if you want, right, across the board. And it changes the life of IT in terms of how they manage and how they take care of security and all those kind of things that are really critical for a business organization. So this duality really brings a lot of change within IT organizations.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. When I first started doing any mobile device management inside of an organization, the device that I was managing would be one that was issued by the company. It'd be just given to somebody. There'd be no ability to kind of change anything on there. You'd maybe just about have an app store because app stores were just about coming in at that point. You might be able to get to a couple of websites. You might be able to maybe find a chat application. That's changed completely now. And obviously, we all have devices in our pocket, which we expect to be able to personally customize those devices.
Yeah, right. And Microsoft obviously has been working on mobility in the past in general, but today we are certainly not seen as a market leader in this space, right? We are not the share leader when it comes to tablets and phones in the marketplace. Some of our competitors are more present in markets and with users and the consumers most certainly as such. However, we are making a lot of progress today with Windows Phone and with Windows 8. Windows Phone is kind of our first entry into modern mobility, if you want. And with Windows 8, we brought the same type of user experience to tablets and PCs. And we're working hard on that, selling a lot of Windows 8 licenses in the market. So a lot of them are also being deployed by our enterprise customers. But also Windows Phone, we're making a lot of progress, being above 10% in more than 10 markets and selling more iPhones in markets such as some of the European markets, Latin America, India, etc. We are a really strong offering in these markets. And if we look at how our CIOs are looking at Microsoft, a lot of them are looking at deploying Windows 8 and developing Windows 8 applications, and at the same time looking at how they can replace the BlackBerries with Windows Phone 8.1. And that is kind of a key offering that we just announced, right? Windows Phone 8.1 with lots of enterprise capabilities.
Yeah, and I think this is one of the most exciting things about Windows Phone 8.1 is the fact that if you look at a Windows Phone device, you don't necessarily always look at the same device. Mm-hmm. We've got such a breadth of different devices out there from all the different OEMs. You can get a small form factor device, you can get a really large one, you could pick a relatively low-cost device, a really high-end device. we just have a really nice proposition there from left to right.
Yeah, correct, right? So with the acquisition of Nokia, we now own the Lumia phone range for that all runs Windows Phone. And you can actually buy a pretty inexpensive phone with the Lumia 520, for example, here in the US for about $60 to $75 without a phone plan. So it's a really inexpensive device, up to the much more expensive devices such as the 1520, etc., which are great devices, high resolution, great cameras, etc., a phablet type of approach. The really important point here, though, is that all these devices are running the same OS, are having the same applications built in, so that our enterprise customer, our business customers, know exactly what they get when they buy a Windows Phone or need to support a Windows Phone that a consumer brings in, right?
Yeah.
Same security architecture, same manageability, all that kind of stuff is so predictable for
you. Yeah, it's that predictability that makes it for a really good enterprise operating system. You want to know that every time you deploy something, it's going to work. You want to know that you can then go and check that it did actually work, that we can get some information back from the device. We also want to make sure that it doesn't matter what the size of the screen is, because we have all these different screen sizes, that the application, when you deployed it, actually works on the device. That's a kind of key and important important feature. And we've recently announced new devices as well.
Yeah. And indeed, we did. One thing I would like to say when we compare these devices to the competition is that when you look at an iOS device, an iPhone, you have one device, you have predictability, but it's just one device, and it's expensive, right? And if you look at Android, you have this all these types of devices, but you never know what you're going to get when you get an Android. Even with Samsung, if you have an S3 or an S4 and over an S5, they're all three different, and these are kind of the classy enterprise type of devices they have. Obviously, we are building our portfolio with Nokia. We just introduced at the Build conference in San Francisco. We brought two new phones to market together with Nokia. And first of all, we brought the 930, which is kind of a higher-end device, if you want, a high-resolution camera, 1080p screen, four-core processor. So it's a really great performant device. That's going to be pleasing to a lot of users out there that want a little smaller than a phablet device. And then we also are bringing a series of the 6 devices, right? The 630 and the 635. What is important here also, these are lower priced devices, but it's important also with the 630 is that it will support dual SIM. So you can have actually two SIMs that are active at the same time. You can receive calls on both SIMs, not at the same time exactly, of course, but you don't have to switch on and switch on one of the SIMs. And for a lot of business users, this is going to be great. You have kind of have the private line and the business line and distinct them really easily on the phone.
And it's great in those emerging markets as well, where you seamlessly need to be able to switch between different cell providers every so often. It kind of becomes a really key thing to be able to do.
Yeah, that's a great point. Emerging markets are still the growing markets. And at Mobile World Congress, as well as Build, we announced partnership with 15 different OEMs to build devices specifically for these emerging markets. We have now a Windows phone or a Windows reference design that we do together with Qualcomm, so that we build together with Qualcomm the hardware, the motherboard, if you want, right? The Windows phone license or any Windows license for devices less than 9-inch is now $0, so it's no cost for the license. They can build really inexpensive phones with these kits, if you want, to go to market very quickly without having to do all the integration engineering that is really costly to them. So also there, we're going to be able to penetrate the market with really low-cost phones, but high quality, right?
Yeah.
Predictability.
Yeah, high quality, predictability. And also, Windows Phone 8.1 gives us loads of cool enterprise features, things like VPN, like the ability to do assigned access. I love the image on this particular slide. We've got somebody using a card reader on a Windows Phone device. What a great way of being able to do assigned access. You can imagine that being a replacing somebody's point of sale. Literally assign just that application. That application can just be the application which launches at startup of the phone. And there's very little else that somebody can do there. They literally have a point of sale device in their hand.
Yeah. Right, and it's for point of sale for all kinds of scenario that are more task oriented. Mm-hmm. Again, here you see conversions, right? We are working very strongly at converging, and with Windows Phone 8.1, we are making big steps in this area. Obviously, we have all the great experiences that the users need in terms of the Office applications and Outlook built-in and those kind of things to get people going very quickly. But as you said, we are adding enterprise VPN with EPTLS and EPTTLS. We're adding VPN for people to get access to SharePoint service, for example, behind firewalls with IPsec and SSL VPN support, right? We're adding S/MIME for those customers who want to protect their email better by signing and encrypting the email. It's going to be part of the operating system, part of the native Outlook experience. No additional tools to be installed on the device to be able to do that. And last but not least, for end users, why not talk about Cortana, really, in a business environment too, right?
Yep.
I can ask my phone to schedule a meeting. I can reply to email and text using Cortana. I can ask her to find the studio I needed to be in this afternoon. Mm-hmm. She helps me do all kinds of things in my business life as well as my personal life. And I don't know if we're going to cover it in the session later, but if you really don't like her, MDM can turn her off.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, that's exactly, that's one of the things we do.
Well, I wouldn't like that to happen, but you can do it if you want to. So IT is really in control with Windows Phone 8.1.
Right? Yeah, there's a whole laundry list of features that we've added in there, which actually should make most folks in enterprise really, really excited.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that we don't often cover when we talk about enterprise, though, is universal apps.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually kind of an important thing. We can start now getting your line of business application developers inside of an organization to develop once, running on phone, running on Windows. It becomes much more easy to create a compelling line of business application that just works everywhere.
Yeah, true. And even from a business perspective, why not develop a phone for Xbox? I mean, you have all this audience out there. If you want to promote your company, you can develop apps for Xbox. You can use them in your own showroom environments. You can use them in your training environments, right? It's all the same app that works across phones and PCs and laptops and tablets and even the Xbox, which is a really big step forward.
And I guess one of the things that people often say as well is the ecosystem around Windows Phone. Mm-hmm. It is growing. We're getting more application developers, more ISVs creating applications that are focused at line of business.
Yeah, correct. So we'll see. We already have a number of these applications available in the store. We see a number of the VPN vendors coming on board with applications. We're seeing MDM vendors coming on board with support for it. Mm-hmm. We see people like Xamarin with cross-platform development tools that tie into our Converge platform to develop also for iOS and Android devices. We see a lot of things coming together in this ecosystem with more than 300,000 apps today and more coming, right, through the Converged app platform as such.
Yeah, it's a fantastic position to be in, to have a platform where it really is growing like this and so many folks coming on board. Throughout the course of the rest of this this MVA course, we're going to have a look at MDM and, in fact, Enterprise Mobility Management, the whole suite. We're going to be doing all of that with ConfigMan and with Azinchim, which are the Microsoft products for doing all of that management work. But it is quite possible to go out there and use somebody else's products in order to be able to do your EMM. Windows Phone is built with that in mind. So without further ado, we're going to wrap this up. Alan, thanks very much for joining me on the overview session here.
Yeah.
And we're going to then move into Module 1, which is looking at mobile device management, that's right, MDM, with Windows Phone 8.1 and our enterprise management solutions.